Good morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of the First Congregational Church in Natick, it's a pleasure to welcome you here this morning. We are an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ, and whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. And I think we all can say how wonderful it is to have Andrew in the parade ground announcing things as he feels called. And just to call everybody's attention to the parade ground, that no matter what age you are, if that would be a fun place to be, skibble on over there. Shortly, we will be lighting the Christ candle here, so those at home, of course, are invited to get a candle and join with us in that. There are index cards in the pews. If you have prayer requests, please write that on the card, hand it to an usher, and it will be brought forward to me. You may also email them to prayers@firstchurchnatick.org or text it to my cell phone at 978-790-8250. And again, they will be included in this week's prayer. A word of gratitude and thanks once again to Randall. While Sarah Lynn was away with the pilgrims of the confirmation retreat, Randall put together the whole PowerPoint and the whole script, and the first time through must have been terrible. Next Sunday, Sharon is going to speak to that in a moment. What I want to say is, Sharon, why don't you come up and do it now since it is up there. What I want to say about the worship service is it's going to be incredibly special. It will be the last worship service in the sanctuary before the renovations begin, so we'll be out of the sanctuary until later. So please come, and please offer your services to bring those who can't come to worship, and wear red. Wear red. Red is the color of big celebration in the church. Palm Sunday, that kind of thing. Sharon?
Good morning, everybody. And as Andy said, we have a celebration coffee hour on the 30th. It's so exciting. We're all a little nervous, but it's going to happen. And the sanctuary is going to be new and improved, and we're so looking forward to that. We've done a lot to get to this point. So please join us for a light lunch. We've got some finger sandwiches from Roach, chicken salad, tuna salad, egg salad, and some other sides. So hope you can all make it, and then you'll be all sustained to go on to your eco-natic activities or the walk for homelessness and family promise or home errands or whatever you're going to do or something fun even. So hope you can join us.
Thank you. So come, wear red, be ready to have an uplifting, inspiring experience. The West Virginia, I said the playground, so go there. June, you're pointing. Oh, right. I've got the announcements all messed up.
I was lurking. Good morning, everyone. I'm Beth Canterbury, and I'm looking at the possibility of starting a children's choir in the fall. And so I am hoping to, I'm going to have a parent meeting on the 7th, May 7th, to talk to anybody who's interested. Both kids and parents can come. Really just give you a little bit of info. It's going to be a light commitment, singing 3 or 4 times a year, spread out throughout the year. So please come. You can also ask me questions at coffee hour today or next week if you can't make it on the 7th.
Thank you. And thank you, June, for pointing her out. The today, after coffee hour, there'll be a coffee hour chat to talk about the Common Good Mini Pantry and how this church can support it. I'm going to follow the slides because otherwise I'll mess it up. Today, after worship, Bob will lead a discussion about what's involved with the West Virginia Work Camp. Hopefully people will sign up to go to keep people something warm and dry.
Warm,
safe, and dry. Thank you. Coffee Hour, Work Camp, Janet.
Good morning, I'm Janet Levesque. I wanted to let the community know of a very unfortunate incident that occurred very close to home this week in Natick at the commuter rail station. On Thursday, a swastika was painted on the pavement in the center walkway of the bridge that connects 135 and Bowdoin Lane. Obviously, the authorities have been notified and are on it. Their police department is investigating it and increased presence in that area. You know, the purpose of an anti-Semitic act such as this is no doubt done to attempt to create intimidation and fear. But in response, the community has responded in wonderful ways. And the appalling image was temporarily covered with chalk flowers and the words, "Hate has no place here." The DPW is going on Monday to remove it permanently. And as I speak, actually, they left at 10:30. There's a procession going from the Shabbat Center of Natick over the bridge to the Shabbat Center to celebrate an annual event called the Maimonides. I think I said that right. It's a cycle of study celebration that represents education, ethics, and true peace. The Natick Police Department and community leaders are also participating in this event. But to express our solidarity with the Jewish community and our friends and neighbors, we've drafted a short letter expressing our solidarity and companionship. And if you're interested in adding your signature to this letter, please see me in the vestry during coffee hour. I have colorful markers that people can write short notes of compassion. So, see you there.
Thank you, Jim. Turn our attention to the worship of God. From Psalm 34, I will bless she who is God at all times. Her praise shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in she who is strength. Let the humble hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of she who is exalted, and let us exalt her name together. I sought she who saves, and she answered me and delivered me out of all my terror. Look upon her heart and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. I called in my affliction, and she who hears heard me and saved me from all my troubles. The messenger of she who saves encompasses those who revere her, and she will deliver them. Taste and see that she who is delight is good. Happy are they who trust in her. Revere she who is God, you that are her saints, for those who revere her lack nothing. The young lions suffer want for food and starve, but those who seek she who provides lack no good thing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the reverence of she who is majesty. Who is the woman or man or person that desires life and would love long days to enjoy good? Keep your tongues from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. We remember the words of Jesus, who said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That light of life we're reminded of this week after that act of which Janet spoke a moment ago. And how do we respond to that, to those of a different faith tradition? How do we respond to it as Christians while honoring their tradition and not imposing ours? Amanda Gorman writes, there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it. I think at this moment in Natick, we're called to be brave enough to be the light.
Good morning. Good morning. Please join me enthusiastically in the responsive call to worship, because it is indeed good news. Christ is alive. He has risen from the dead.
The Holy One calls us to worship and praise.
Baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit.
We live with Christ in our hearts.
Clap your hands. And shout to God with loud songs of joy.
Sing praise to God who fills the world with forgiveness
and grace. Now please rise in body or spirit and sing enthusiastically our first hymn, 110, Jesus Shall Reign.
Jesus,
be seated. If you would join me with our opening prayer in together. Blessed are you, Holy One, creator of all that is and all that ever will be. You sent Jesus to heal us and bless us, to show us your love. After his suffering and death on the cross, he was still among us, healed and transformed, to lead us to wholeness and new life. Just as you sent the power of the Holy Spirit to those who first believed, fill us now with your power and grace, that we may become the hands and feet and heart and spirit of Christ. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all. Let's offer one another the peace of Christ.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, sing unto the Lord, sing unto the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, a new song.
Sing unto the Lord a new song.
when we're between things, the beginning and the end, that kind of thing, the start and the finish, the old and the new, it's easy to get frustrated and lose enthusiasm. We're in that kind of period here now at the church, settled pastor to settled pastor. I encourage you not to lose your enthusiasm and zest for life and make your offerings generously. They're needed, especially during this time. So let's continue to worship God by collecting our offerings this morning. Let's pray together. Oh God, we offer to you this day tokens of our lives and our substance. Take these lives and these gifts and cause them to work in this world which you have loaned us for the healing and reconciliation of all people to you. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you to Tom, to the ushers, to the congregation for covering when I go to weird places in the order of worship and not know it. Oh, you're ready. New members. That's what I blew over. And it's an exciting time. We're going to receive three new members into the congregation. So I invite Dave Richardson and Ned. Is Ned coming with you? We'll let you figure that out. If Ned wants to come, that would be great. And Kate and Justin Kears. And if the girls want to come up and make another appearance, that would be great too. And you'll notice just after the order of worship in the bulletin, I believe, are some bios, very brief, like who they are, so you can get to know them a bit. We did it. Hi, Ned. The church is a family of people with varieties of gifts united by the Spirit revealed in Jesus of Nazareth.
It is the Spirit of caring for one another, of forgiving, of helping each other, of love revealed in the life and death of Jesus.
We want to join in this spirit. That's the new member's response. See, it says right there, new members. We want to share in the spirit.
We want to share in that spirit.
The church is the people of God with a diversity of needs, ideas, and visions, inspired by the Spirit, burning through the words and deeds of Jesus as recorded in Scripture. May that same Spirit rest upon us. He's actually not as uptight as it might seem. The Spirit of the Christ calls us into a life of servanthood and a relationship with God and others. The Spirit of Christ, which was present with Jesus, is the Spirit of the Exodus, the Spirit that opts for liberation. The Spirit of the Christ, which was present with Jesus, is the Spirit of covenant formation, of community building. The Spirit of the Christ is also the ruler of creation. Justin and Dave, as members of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the United Church of Christ and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Would you please rise in body or spirit? Friends, I present these persons to you, to this community of faith, in the hope that the Spirit of Christ might rest upon each of us and all of us together. May the Spirit of the resurrected Christ make us into that body which is of Christ. Please be seated.
It's a perfect man.
I hope everybody will take a moment to get to know them in the coffee hour and at other times. When I was talking to them about becoming new members, the sense of excitement about joining this church was palpable. And they're really cool and funny people, too. Thanks for coming, Ned. The kids can go to Godly Play and Connect.
New members are great, aren't they? The scripture this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. When they, the disciples, came together, they asked Jesus, "Rabbi, is this the time that you will restore sovereignty to Israel?" And he replied, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Creator has set through divine authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." This ends this morning's reading.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Whether it's a kid in your life or you, you're about to set off on a long car trip over the river and through the woods, and before you're even 20% of the way to your destination, it starts. You know what I'm talking about, that maddening, soul-sucking, debilitating refrain from one or all of your traveling companions, usually from the back seat. Are we there yet? And that is just the prelude. The disconsonant music builds through the trip, moving inexorably to its crescendo about 20 minutes before your arrival at your destination. Oh, the disciples knew what Jesus was talking about. He was just about to leave them and ascend to heaven. And after he ascended, the disciples would have to wait in that in-between time for the arrival of the Holy Spirit. The disciples have just set off on a long journey. They've only just begun. They've moved from their time following and learning from the earthly ministry of Jesus. They've experienced the horrors leading up to and including the crucifixion. They've encountered the risen Christ at the tomb. And before they're even 20% of their way to their destination, the journey of assuming their own ministry, it starts. They knew what Jesus were talking about. You know the Great Commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. That maddening, soul-sucking, debilitating refrain from broiled fish around the fire to recognizing their own ministries. Are we there yet? We can imagine the disciples saying. The disconsonant music builds throughout their journey, moving inexorably to its crescendo about 20 minutes before their arrival at their destination. Oh, First Congregational Church in Natick. You knew what Vicky and others were talking about. Whether it was you or the members and friends of the congregation or those you've been called to serve. Once Vicky announced her resignation, you set off on a long journey known as the interim time. And you knew you had to take the journey taking you from a long and fruitful and faithful ministry of the Reverend Victoria Guest to a new and yet unknown pastor. That's just the prelude. The disconsonant music builds throughout the journey, moving inexorably to its crescendo just a few months before your arrival at your destination, the announcement by the search team. Whether it's individuals or congregations or the society in which we live, it's those in-between times that are the hardest, the most maddening, soul-sucking and debilitating. It's the in-between times, however they're styled, that are the most excruciating. It's the heart-rending loss has happened, and we know that there's a future out there somewhere. We may not be able to see it, but we know it's out there somewhere. But we gotta get there. We all have to load ourselves into the family truckster and set out on a journey not of our own choosing. And what makes it worse is we don't know exactly where we're going. But worse still, we don't know how long it will take to get there. In between times are simply excruciating, aren't they? In between Monday, Thursday, and Easter. Easter and Pentecost. In between one job and the next. Diagnosis and treatment. In between grief at night and joy in the morning. In between old pastor and new. In between times are excruciating. Saturated by grief. Overwhelmed by anxiety, paralyzed by a loss of perceived control, feeling that it just needs to be over. Now, oh, you know what I'm talking about. The journey is about 95% complete. You can almost feel the sand between your toes. You can almost hear the waves crashing on the shore. You can almost smell the scent as the tide recedes. You can almost touch Grandma's lucky fishing rod in Creole. And you or one of your traveling companions announces the inevitable truth. I have to pee. Bad. Sorry, Andrew. And that announcement is just the prelude. The disconsonant music builds throughout the last leg of your journey, moving inexorably to its crescendo as you arrive at your destination. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Those minutes between the opening of the car door and the closing of the bathroom door. You know that you're not going to make it. It's not going to be pretty. Now, if my pastoral intuition is right, that's where FCC is on its interim journey. If my pastoral intuition is right, you're feeling an overwhelming sensation that you need immediate relief. You think you might lose control, and it's not going to be pretty. Jesus tells the disciples just what to do during their interim time as they're waiting for the Holy Spirit. Jesus says to them, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit is so close. The driver of the family truckster tells the companions just what to do during their interim time, waiting to arrive at the campground. In our family, what I said was, "We're almost there, girls. Just count the trees as they pass. And by the time you've counted to 100, we'll be there. The bathroom is so close." "That's too hot, Dad." The interim pastor tells the congregation just what to do during the interim time. Interim pastors say, "Slow way down. Be intentional about discerning who you are apart from your previous pastor. Be intentional about discerning the direction in which God is calling you. Be intentional in your ruthless self-examination. The arrival of a new pastor is so close." The disciples, they wouldn't have been able to faithfully carry out their mission if they just had a laser-like focus on the coming of the Holy Spirit. The traveling companions wouldn't have been able to appreciate the beauty of the countryside, the hills, valleys, and streams if they simply had a laser-like focus on getting their favorite bed in the family cottage. The congregation wouldn't be ready to receive the new pastor and begin a thriving, life-giving, and transformative new ministry if a congregation didn't do the hard and uncomfortable work of self-reflection before the new pastor is called. Friends, siblings, let's remember that this in-between time, as hard as it can be, as hard as it is sacred time. This gift of almost, but not quite yet, is beautiful and meaningful and powerful. Any singer will tell you that the resonant sounds that move a person to tears of joy start with the inhale. So, beloved, hang on. Take a deep breath. Count the trees. We're almost there. May it be so for us. Alleluia. Amen. What joys, concerns, celebrations, prayers do people have? Sarah Beth?
If you could all hold my friend Mike in prayers as his brother lost his battle addiction to opioids on Wednesday.
Hold Mike and all his family in prayers and comfort them after the loss of their brother from addiction. Heather?
Prayers for the search committee.
Doug?
Speaking of in-between time, back in late February, our youngest son, Andy, took the bar exam and has been anxiously awaiting results. And Friday, he learned he passed.
Thanks be to God.
Randall? Prayers of thanksgiving for the pets on our journeys and for comfort for the journey when things are hard. Myrna. Oh dear. Prayers of comfort and healing for Joanne, who was on vacation, ended up in the hospital. Pam. Prayers of discernment and justice for the leaders of Newton while they investigate the policies that led, policing, I couldn't read my writing, that led to mistreatment of people of color. Beth? Traveling mercies as you go to work on your ministry. Andrew, did you have something you want to pray about?
Yeah.
What?
So Dad is away for a couple weeks, and he's an artist for a long week.
We'll pray for your dad.
He's going to come back in a day, a couple days.
Andrew's dad if you didn't get this, is in Arkansas for a long, 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 long time. Declan, did I get the... Ugh. I've been messing it up at least all day. Thank you, Joanne.
One more.
Janine. Anybody else?
Right here. Up here.
Ah, there you are.
Prayers of thanksgiving to the congregation for making it happen, and especially Sarah Lynn for organizing and running a safe, fun, and fulfilling confirmation pilgrimage this week.
I can't imagine the amount of work it takes to orchestrate that and get everything from here to there. Anything else? On Monday, April 17th, Monday into Tuesday, was the 80th anniversary of Yom HaShoah, also known as Holocaust Remembrance Day. It occurs on the 27th of the Hebrew month of Nisan, and it observes the day of liberation of Auschwitz. Shoah means catastrophe or utter destruction in Hebrew, and it refers to the atrocities that were committed against the Jewish people during World War II. Yom HaShoah is a memorial day for those who died in the Shoah. The Shoah is also known as the Holocaust from a Greek word meaning sacrifice by fire. The Holocaust was the largest manifestation of anti-Semitism in recent history. Yom HaShoah reminds us of the horrors that Jews and other persecuted groups faced. Forced labor, starvation, humiliation, torture, which often resulted in death. It was a systematic effort to wipe out an entire population from the face of the earth. Many commemorate Yom HaShoah by lighting candles, 6 candles, one for each of the million Jews that were killed. It's been said a number of times that people knew what was going on throughout the world. They knew what was going on, and nobody spoke up. Nobody said it's wrong. Nobody said it has to stop. So when we look through the Christ candle out into the world, our faith compels us to speak up, like Janet is inviting us to do with her letter. I'd like to share this prayer with you. It's written by a rabbi. I can't pronounce his name. And it's been translated into Hebrew by another rabbi whose name I can't pronounce. But will you please join your hearts with mine in prayer? El, full of compassion, who dwells in the heights, provide a fitting rest upon the wings of the Shekinah within the ascents of the holy and the pure who shine like the starry heaven for our 6 million sisters and brothers who lost their lives in the Shoah, that were killed and slaughtered, suffocated and buried alive, burned and tortured, the young and the elderly, women and men, leaders and simpletons, those faithful in Torah along with rebels and dreamers, beloved and pleasant in life and not separated from that love even after death. Provide a fitting rest to the souls of members of the many other religions and nationalities who fell victim to the predatory appetite of the Nazis, including those who opposed the murderous regime, gays and lesbians, Romani people, and people with bodily or mental disabilities, along with many others they found unworthy of life. Provide a fitting rest to the souls of all those who fought for life and liberty, those who sacrificed their lives to save the lives of others, those who clung to the values of life and love even while in the valley of the shadow of death, and those who grabbed weapons to battle their oppressors. O land, do not cover their blood. Do not be a resting place for their screams. May our lives be the monument to their memories. May their memory serve to strengthen our belief in the ultimate triumph of good over evil, of truth over falsehood, and of freedom over subjugation. Master of compassion, safeguard them in your wings forever and bind their souls in the everlasting matrix of life. May they rest in Gan Eden. May Hashem be their inheritance, and may they rest in peace wherever they may be lying. May their righteousness be a source of merit for us, for all of Israel, and for all those who fight for freedom, justice, and peace. And let us together say, Amen. Shall we pray in the words of Jesus taught us? Our divine parent, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please rise in body or spirit for our final hymn, Thine is the Glory. Amanda Gorman. There is always light if we're only brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. As we're ratcheting up our brave to go into the world, may you love God so much that you love nothing else too much. And may you fear God enough that you fear nothing else at all. Go in peace. Amen.